Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with a Girlfriend with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, 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 Julie.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How does
Happy
that sound?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, girlfriend.
I know we don't like to say, we don't want to get pinned down on a specific date. So then people, because the podcasts are evergreen.
Podcasts are evergreen.
And so does it feel
You don't like to say the date, then you go, oh, that's so old. That's
but
so
when I
ancient.
Listen to Corolla Classics, I actually enjoy them more.
Yes.
And when we listen to our old stuff, it was like, this was funny. This was fun.
It was fun because we could say things that we can't say things now.
Yes.
But you know, because you and I are small. Potatoes.
Yes.
We don't care if we get canceled, do we?
Well, no, we don't. Because we can't, like, no, you can't cancel something that's like.
That's zero.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Does that say something about our self-esteem?
It does, but also, mostly we should say we don't know if we've been canceled because we don't connect to the outside world.
Yes.
That's the thing.
That's the problem.
Yeah, like people all the time are saying, hey, I heard your podcast. It was great. I'm like, oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Someone just said, hey, we should put it was great on bumper stickers.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a good idea because it was great.
We might put him on baseball hats.
Exactly. And, you know, so here's the thing. I think we have done it. We've put Life the Girlfriends on baseball caps.
It was great.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I was thinking, though, because today's Easter. And it's all about renewing, rebirth, resurrection. But it really is about, I mean, if you bring it back to history, it happens in the spring because about renewal,
right?
In the global sense,
right?
But what had been coming to me because
if you think about even deeper history, it's more about Jesus.
Of course, it's
being
about Jesus.
Renewed.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
That's the Christmas season, Julie,
and he's kind of the reason for the Easter season,
kind of,
except for kind the bunny of. Rabbits,
yeah.
that come around and drop off eggs,
yes.
which is about birth,
and right,
and candy,
right,
and you know it's kind of funny because when we were kids, my grandma, my dad's mom, would always take us to my grandma and my aunt Irma would take us to Columbus to see my other aunt. These are my great aunts, and for Easter. And they were big in the community, and my Uncle Jim was head of the YMCA and the Knights of Columbus, I think. I don't know why I say that.
I don't think that, because that's Catholic.
Oh, okay. But he'd have his own Easter egg hunt that we'd be a part of. It was a major dealio.
Yeah.
But we go every – we leave on – Friday, Good Friday,
yeah.
get there, and we come home after church on Sunday.
That
drive
must
to
have
Columbus.
Been fun for you guys.
It was, but it was interesting because Greg and I were, so they
it
had.
It was fun for me and Dad.
Of course it was, because you knew that you could send your kids off away for the weekend,
yeah.
and you could trust the fact that they would come back alive. I came back one time with a broken ankle,
yes.
or a sprained ankle,
in
a cast.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because back in those days, Grandma had a huge ass car, but we had no seatbelts. I don't think I ever wore a seatbelt going there.
Oh, come on.
But that wasn't the thing. But we had a huge ass car.
Yeah,
you know, it was fine. We got there.
You could bounce around on it,
and we had a cooler full of ball jars. Filled with water,
uh-huh.
which I think is awesome that we, you know,
you saved the planet back then.
We did.
Yeah.
And it was cool that we were allowed to have glass drinking water in a car
and,
with no seatbelts.
And
probably
and
bad
you
shocks.
Probably had sandwiches because
we did.
That's in the old days, nobody stopped for anything along
well,
the way.
Well, it's weird because I really think per dollar. McDonald's was probably more expensive back then than it is now. Now you're like, why am I going to make a sandwich? I can buy a double cheeseburger for $1.50 or $2.
Yeah.
You know, get it and go, right?
Yeah.
But it was great. We always made sandwiches and it was really fun. But the weird part is because they're my great aunts. So my great aunt and uncle, their kids were like 5 years older than us, I think, maybe six.
Mm-hmm.
But in generational wise, they got in their Easter basket, they always got like fancy shampoos and like fancy,
Ooh.
Like girly stuff because they're both girls.
Uh-huh.
Greg and I got the eggs and like the candy, maybe a little kind of game, something like that. We had the kids stuff.
Yeah.
And it was weird because growing up, I always thought, well, someday I will transfer over to that age, like from the kid table to the adult table for Thanksgiving. which never happened. And then
because we eat in front of the TV.
Exactly. And to the kids' Easter basket to the adult Easter basket.
Ah.
And that never happened because at some point I got a job and couldn't go to there for Easter. And we aged out of it. I aged out before I was able to get the adult Easter basket.
Dang.
Or the teen basket.
Right.
So that was really disappointing me and I regret it. And now I have to buy my own shampoo. But it was cool. I even think in my mind, it was like those big bottles of Nexus, you know.
Ooh.
Those real, you know, it was the expensive
yeah.
stuff. And you're like, damn.
And I got this chocolate bunny.
I got a chocolate bunny, which I enjoyed.
Yes.
And it was great because back then, it was just enough candy to get your ass home, munch all the way home. And the eggs that you painted came, you know, it wasn't like Christmas and Santa Claus where it was a big surprise.
Right.
We knew that the eggs were the eggs that we colored the day before.
and that you were going to receive
And that
them.
We were going to, make deviled eggs for the...
Well, I always thought about when we did baskets that eggs are like, they're like paper. You know, you fill the eggs, you fill a basket with eggs, not because you want eggs.
Oh.
You just, they're fillers.
They're fillers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but they're pretty
like
colored
it.
Fillers.
I love
and
that.
Then there's the good stuff.
Exactly.
Who wants to eat? Because by the time we peeled those eggs, they were kind of greenish.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our deviled eggs were always tie-dye color. And mm-hmm. you're just like, it's cool. It tastes the same. It tastes the same. And if I'm not mistaken, Easter was a time, too, that we sometimes...
Did you go to church on Easter, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Of course we went to church on Easter.
In Columbus?
Yes, of course we did. Lutheran, we all wore our Sunday best. And that was a dealio. You had to go to church. Of course we went to church. And
before you got your basket.
Oh, no. Not before we went to get our basket.
Oh, you
we
got
our
basket.
Right when you woke up. It's like Santa Claus.
Okay, got
you
it.
You wake up, run, get to the front door.
Yeah.
Because, the bunny rabbit ain't going to go in the house. He's going to knock on the front door, open the front door, put the baskets right there.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because
there's no tree.
There's no tree. Yeah, there's not exactly. And so.
Oh, that's true. You got, because basically you go outside for an Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
You should have to hunt for your basket a little bit.
Well, we didn't hunt for the basket. But then later on, we did have an Easter egg hunt, too.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, depending on when Easter hit, because Easter's hitting early this year, kind of, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
And I don't know, I have this memory that we would go and collect greens, like.
Collard greens?
Yes, but like dandelions.
Hmm.
Like there must have been either, and maybe I'm confusing a different holiday.
Yeah, what holiday do you have dandelion greens, Julie?
Well, I think it was for Easter. It must have been like late in the year that like it was like 3 weeks earlier and the dandelions came out. Or like, I have no idea.
Did you cook them and then eat them?
Yeah, we sauteed them, eat them, put them on a salad. Yeah.
I think, really?
I have this memory. It could be totally bullshit. I don't know.
Okay.
You know.
That's the last thing I want to eat is dandelions.
Well, you don't eat the stems. You just eat the green part, around the ground.
No.
Yeah.
You don't eat the stems?
You don't eat the dandelion with the flower.
Yeah.
You eat the base that looks like salad.
Oh. I've never seen a base of a dandelion.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I'm just not aware of it, that they're edible. And so we would have...
I'm not a nature girl, though.
No, you're not. I remember the first time, the story goes, when you met Dad's parents for the first time, they took you for a ride around the farm.
Yes.
And you saw a horse with five legs,
yes.
And they thought that was hysterical.
Because
it was just a man ready to... It was just a boy horse ready to mount a girl horse. And it looked like a fifth leg. And you were
I was so happy. I was like, oh, my God, I'm taking a ride in the country.
Yeah.
And I see a horse with five legs. That's like a unicorn.
Like... Exactly, Christine. I think they probably thought you were the unicorn. Like, where is this girl coming from?
How did our boy do this?
Yeah, what happened here? This is
how did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm just a small town boy living in a lonely world.
Well, I was going to tell all the incels out there that if you want to know,
put your guns away.
And it's not that hard. All you have to do is learn enough guitar,
yeah,
and, you know, look a little decent in jeans,
yeah,
and a crisp white t-shirt,
yeah,
and literally,
oh, black t-shirt.
Oh, it was black t-shirt. Sorry. Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
is get
clean
off
up.
The net.
Yeah,
get off discussing how horrible women are because yeah. they're not. They won't sleep with you.
Yeah,
learn just about 3 to 4 chords.
Yeah,
and every
and
Beatles
sing
song.
Jet Plane.
Yeah, and sing Jet Plane.
Or my, the, my Sweet Lord.
Oh, come on! All the Beatles songs open up to yeah. you with about yeah. 6 chords.
Yeah.
So and
oh my God!
Come on,
this
I'm giving
is
you the
our
clue.
Next.
Yes,
this is our next project. We are going to teach incels how to get chicks.
Exactly.
Because really, they're not really angry. They're just horny.
They're just horny.
And then all that horny
and what we're doing is they're,
comes out in rage.
Well, and what's happening is they're getting on, you know. They're getting on boards and discussing how horrible it is to be an incel, involuntary celibate.
Yeah, yeah.
And voluntary. And then first of all, if you're going to be celibate, you should at least go to boards that are voluntarily celibate.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about how they're
and not even
harnessing their energy for, you know, greater consciousness and
yes,
all this stuff.
That's true.
You know.
Because not even priests necessarily are voluntary celibates anymore.
No.
That's
well,
right.
I'm sure they're voluntarily, involuntarily celibate. Are they involuntary? Like they go, they yeah. wish the Pope would release that little law, I'm sure.
I think they just have housekeepers that do hand jobs.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry.
Well, see, now that gives me a point because here's what I'm going to say. Now, because I've been listening to a lot of tech podcasts lately and future, and the world is going to be robot heavy in a little while, right?
Yeah.
And like I just learned yesterday, there's a robot that can literally feed you cherry tomatoes while you're running a marathon to keep you stoked. Like, why cherry tomatoes? So you just, it's like a little gear put around your head, has a little baggie full of cherry tomatoes, and it could feed you cherry tomatoes while you work or run to sustain you. I think it just, I can't imagine what the big dealio was, why someone had to create this, but yeah. it must have been like an MIT weekend event. Like, hey, who can create a robot to do something silly?
Yeah, but here to me, it's like if you're going to be running a marathon, you don't want that kind of baggage on you, do you?
Well, I mean, we're not talking running a marathon to win. We're talking about running a marathon.
Just running a marathon.
Because you had it on your bucket list, and you're getting close to kicking the bucket, and you're like, how do I achieve this one
and
last
God,
goal?
I need cherry tomatoes while I'm running.
I know. Well, it was interesting.
Yeah. So slow down here.
Okay. I'm slowing my roll.
Slow your roll. Okay. Well, a couple weeks ago, you did tell me that in, I think, Iran or Saudi Arabia,
yeah.
that it's perfectly legal to marry a robot.
Yes.
And to have a female could marry a male robot and have a baby robot.
No, I didn't say that.
Am I correct?
I don't know if I said that. I said in Saudi Arabia, they gave a robot citizenship because it passed the citizenship test.
And that, but then you said that somebody got married to that robot.
Possibly.
And had a baby.
Baby robot.
I think it had a baby, but it had robotic.
Okay.
It had a robotic, yeah. I don't know,
everything.
Mixture.
It yeah. had to be everything robotic yeah. because we haven't come that
yeah.
far yet. Okay.
Yeah. So is this true?
I don't know the second part, but I'm going to say yes, it's true.
Okay, cool. Okay, now go ahead and proceed. Having that as our foundation,
okay,
that there's some woman out there that's married to a robot. God bless her. Imagine she gets everything she wants.
Yeah, sure.
Or I will take a back massage, please.
Or truly, though, is the robot programmed to give a little bit of back, a pushback?
A little
because
bit of sass back.
As mom would always say, that if you get everything you want, you're never happy. That's why people who have only yes people around them
yes.
are never quite happy because so they need someone pushing back against
you
them.
You always need somebody to say, tell you no.
You got to.
That's why you have parents.
Yes.
And not grandparents.
Exactly. Grandparents don't say no.
Oh, no.
They're like, oh, well,
I only see this kid once in a while.
Yeah, they're like, sure. Yeah, give me everything you want. What are you going to do?
What's a little beer going to hurt?
Exactly. Please, come on. Okay.
Here, have a little pot. It isn't a gateway drug.
But why couldn't my grandma give me the adult Easter egg basket?
Yes.
Why do I have to still have the kid basket?
Aww.
I have no memory of the adult Easter basket.
You want a shampoo.
I want the big bottle of Nexus. Yeah. That's all I wanted.
Now you have it.
Because my mom.
And you have a giant bottle of Nexus.
And once again, you say that, and that's not true either. Whose bottle is that really?
It's mine.
Yes, exactly.
I know. Because I have generously
because you generously allow it because you know that I still have to have the head and shoulders all in one glass of clean because for whatever reason I'm the dandruff girl in the family.
You inherited your father's dandruff.
He doesn't have dandruff either, does he?
He used to.
Oh, well, maybe we grow out of it. That would be awesome. Maybe when I turn 80, I'll go, you know, I no longer have dandruff. And guess what? No one cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
At some point, you're just like, whatever. I don't care. No, so what I was thinking about, you brought up this idea of, you know, of minister or priest being voluntarily celibate.
Right.
And I thought, though, if you had a robot, sex robot, mm-hmm. Not a sex doll or a sex doll sex robot.
But they have those now that are much, much better that actually are robotic.
But if you're baiting with that, because we can't use the word masturbate. You can't put those two words together.
Why not?
Because the M-A-S-T-R.
Oh, primary baiting.
Primary baiting.
You can't say master anymore.
Solo baiting.
Yeah, solo baiting and our primary baiting.
I like primary baiting.
Yeah.
But if you can't do primary.
You can't say master.
No, which is good. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, especially the way you just said it. Jesus. Christ, Lord, raise us from the dead. Okay.
What did I say?
Nothing.
I said it with a southern accent.
Yes.
That's when I have a self that comes through that's kind of naughty.
That's yourself.
It's southern.
Yes.
Sorry.
I understand.
Do you really?
I listen to Sam Harris. I know about the different selves.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, do you think that would that be okay? Would that be legal in the Pope, in the Catholic world?
If a priest could bought himself a little sex robot.
Yeah.
And then primary baited.
Yeah.
Or solo baited.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm there for that.
Yeah. I would say
first,
yes.
And as far as I know, there's no rule against baiting anyway, primary baiting anyway in Catholic Church, is it?
And also,
is there?
If you're doing it 24/7, then what about your parishioners?
Yeah, there's a problem
there. You got to start taking care of your parishioners.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's like everything in life. You can have a Hershey's Kiss.
Balance.
You can't have a bag without taking insulin.
One is not enough. What's the saying?
Okay, well, in sugar, one's not enough and two too's many.
Yeah.
But I think in primary baiting, one's enough to get the hormones back in balance. Mm. Twice a day is way too much, and you need to talk to somebody about that. Say some Hail Marys.
Oh, twice a day? Even when your kids are gone on Easter?
Well, you know.
Easter weekend?
The truth is, if you've programmed your robot to know exactly the pressure points to hit,
yeah,
you could probably rub two off in about 5 or 10 minutes, I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't know the refractory time for guys. I don't know these questions about priests.
Yeah, only Julie can say rub one off.
I don't know exactly. Only me. I did not come up with that phrase by itself. No, but now I want to talk about this again because I had this, I was going to say revolution. That wasn't the right word. Or evolution. That's not that right word.
Revelation. Yeah.
That's the right word. I had a revelation. We were talking about putting your consciousness, downloading your consciousness into a robot.
Correct.
And then and that's how you would live forever, right? And then that you'd never die. And I thought to myself,
well, your consciousness would never die, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. That's exactly right, because I was thinking we're not totally sure about consciousness yet. Like what that really means.
Yes.
You know,
everybody has an idea.
Right. Because
if somebody challenged it, they'd have to go, you're right. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, we don't. There's nobody out there that for sure understands what consciousness is and our realization that we are alive.
It's a mystery.
And I thought to myself, we've been talking about how doing deep dives on the web says do not allow you to get the vaccine, which I got the vaccine. But, you know, because it might be the mark of the beast.
Right.
And you might not be able to go to heaven, but I got the vaccine. Anyway, now put that aside, that the idea that if you put your download, all your thoughts, feelings, and memories from your brain
into a
robot, uh-huh. then you do die, you still have your own personal consciousness, and you still have your soul, and you still can die and go to heaven. All you've done is just down. You have
O-M-G.
A replica. You have a replica of yourself.
A clone. Not necessarily a clone.
Not a clone, just a replica.
A replica.
That would just, quote unquote, behave the way it thinks you would have been behaving. And the only replica, the only good thing it does is that it helps the people who are still alive that are going to miss you.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways. That's,
so if you can sleep with a robot, you're sleeping with a robot.
Yes, 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 yes. And maybe they'd be a little sassy and so forth. And, you know, do they be, you know, who knows?
It's so funny because, like, you're talking about everybody has these different selves. Mm-hmm. You know,
Let's talk about that a little bit more if you want
Well, we were listening to a podcast with Sam Harrison. This guy was so cool. I just loved him. And he'd been studying for many, many, many decades. I don't know how many decades.
Well, before Ram Dass.
Yes.
Before Ram Dass, before Ram Timothy Dass. Leary, about the benefits of psychedelics and the benefits of microdosing.
Right.
And I heard his podcast about that, but the last half hour of this podcast is when it got real good.
Yeah.
Because he didn't talk about psychedelics. He talked about...
Selves. And he talks about, like, he said, like, for example, if you go to an AA meeting.
Yeah.
And you go in and you go, hey, hi, I'm Paul, and I'm an alcoholic.
Yes.
But then that same Paul would go to his therapist, and he would present a different self. He would present a self that... is saying, you know, I'm looking for deeper insight. I'm looking for help. Whereas the Paul that's in AA comes in as an alcoholic,
right?
And then he may go to work and he has a different self,
right?
And that self presents as very businesslike, professional. He goes home and he gets on the floor with his kids and his doggy, and that's a different self. And we all understand that, you know.
Right. And, like, I got it because when he said it's like we know there's a personality disorder.
Yes.
And there's a personality order. And the difference is remembering that you're one whole person. And then also, which I thought was really brilliant, this idea of maximizing the selves.
Maximizing the selves.
Yes.
And Fritz Perls brought up this concept, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, about... actually saying, are you either can be a reactor, which is what most people end up being,
right?
Or you can be an actor. So being aware of the different selves that you portray in just one day of your life.
Right.
You know, is interesting. I know, like, for whatever reason, like when Norm gets a little frisky.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Oh, please. No. Okay, got it.
His self comes in as like, it's like an old geezer.
Oh, right.
Like, hey, you know.
Get off my lawn.
Oh, honey. Yeah. Yes. It's like, that's so cute. Let's just go in the room here. You know, it's like, oh my God, what happened to you? How did that self take over?
Yeah. It's like Norm re-engaged the self that played the guitar,
yes,
that wore the jeans and the black shirt.
Yes.
Well, he
wore a white t-shirt in those days.
Oh, got it. But you've transferred
tight
over to
jeans, no shoes, white t-shirt, mm-hmm, guitar on the hood of his Pontiac convertible.
Yeah.
Having a beer and eating hard-boiled eggs.
Well, and
done.
I'm done. See, that's the
Put
thing.
Put a fork in it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I remember
goodbye,
Doug's...
Goodbye, little Catholic girl.
Doug's...
Hello, world of...
debauchery.
Yes.
9 months later, hello world
Julie.
Of isolation,
hello,
children.
Julie Murray. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's not the good old days now where you can have a baby and be out there next day going, let's set the world on fire, people. Back then you were shamed because, you know.
If only my robot could have been done all that.
Exactly. That would have been love. Or your surrogate.
Yeah.
We call it a surrogate now.
No, we just do it.
Down your consciousness and be a surrogate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was listening. I don't know what podcast I was listening to, but they had brought up this idea that right now with the robots taking over, it's all done binary, ones and zeros. Mm-hmm. But Bill Gates said, that's not how our brain and consciousness works. It's analog and binary, meaning it's got ones and zeros and it's got waves, which we know about.
Yes.
So that's the analog. And the only way to truly get this robot to do like human is to take the mind and reverse engineer it. Okay, so kind of figure out how the brain completely works and like alien technology.
Yes.
Not just, because it's not just binary ones and zeros.
Right.
That's not our consciousness. It's analog and binary. They don't talk very well together in science land.
Yeah.
But in human being land, they talk really well together. So it's kind of fascinating.
So Bill Gates is saying that we need to add the
analog,
the soul dimension in some sense to a robot.
Exactly.
And then we'll have it.
And then they'll take over, kick our ass, and we'll be like, what were we thinking? What were we thinking? That's ridiculous.
What was Bill Gates thinking?
What was Bill Gates? Bill Gates is thinking at the moment.
Bill Gates
I've
is still trying
years.
To build toilets. Yes. For Somalia.
And thank God he is. I appreciate that about him. Somebody has to, right? Somebody has to figure that problem out. Let him do it. He's got, and I like the fact that he's taken these small, these global problems, but it's just one problem.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's a diarrhea problem in the world.
Yeah.
Why? Poor
no
sanitation.
Toilets.
Well, that's something. All right. Let's figure this problem
See,
out.
the only reason that there's a diarrhea problem is because they don't have a toilet to put it in.
That's right. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem.
That's why. Isn't that why he builds all these toilets for everybody?
Right. Because what happens is that you poop someplace close to your water.
Yes.
You drink the bad water. Yeah. That poop then turns into having diarrhea.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's a circle of shit.
And that's
you know,
why
that's what it is.
And then that's why we ship containerfuls of toilets to other countries.
I'm hoping that. And that's why he's trying to figure out how to do a self-containing toilet cheaply. You know, and I'm like, that's
amen.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Sorry.
You.
Sorry.
But come on. No, yeah, I mean, no. Guy, you know, here.
Ultimately, it's just butts and toilets.
Yes, exactly.
I could have thought of that.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
So,
I'm sorry.
You could have.
I could have, but I didn't.
But you didn't. But you thought of it, but you didn't solve. You didn't have the issue. You're like, okay. But here's the thing, too.
Why don't we just send them a boatload of Imodium?
Because eventually there's a blowback to that, literally and figuratively. But what I was going to say is, like, in the Bible.
Let's preach it, girl. Preach it.
What we know is that it's all ready here.
Yes.
We just have to discover the answers.
Right.
And that's the thing. It's like.
It's already done.
It's already done. Yeah. We have to discover it.
Yeah.
Bob Gates is on the hunt.
Bill Gates. But excuse me. His brother Bob.
who owns a discount furniture store.
And sells mattresses on the side.
Exactly.
He's the one.
Well, Bill would love to take care of Bob, but he refuses because Bill's like, you know, you need to have a little tension in your life.
Yeah, but Bob. See, Bob's figured it out. Mm. He just lives off the government dole.
Yes.
He didn't do a damn thing. He didn't even have to think.
No. Well, no, because he's selling mattresses at a discount.
Yeah.
And he knows why, because everybody's on the computer. You need to get a new mattress every year.
Yeah.
We never thought, like, back in the day, we're like, how many new mattress places do we need in this world?
And he invented, instead of the purple mattress, he invented the yellow mattress.
Mm.
So if you pee, it's already...
You
know how sometimes people will go, oh, I can't take your mattress because it got
stains
pee stain.
On it. Yeah.
Pee stain?
They never say pee stains.
Well, they refer that.
They said, oh, I can't take your mattress because it got stains on it. Yeah.
But, okay, so he invented the yellow mattress.
I think that was brilliant because now mattresses are black. You're like, damn, what time?
To hide the stains.
Yeah, which I appreciate. About effing time, right? About effing time.
You know what? You know what? 2021, we invented the black mattress.
Yeah, exactly. So no one can take your mattress and say, we refuse it because it's got stains on it.
It's got stains.
No. There's no stains on it.
How dare you?
Yeah. Now then, the guys who come take your mattress, they bring the light with them.
Yeah.
And then
the blue light.
The blue light. They go, it's
holy
okay.
Shit. Oh, my God.
It looks like a Pollock painting. It is horrible. Or very pretty. Let's put it in a museum.
I love it. It's like a movie right next to the Pollocks.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if it was like a mansion, a museum mansion?
Oh, my God, Julie. Let's do it.
It's a billion-dollar idea.
www.museummattress.com, located in Dixon, Illinois.
And you have to come in with special glasses because it's all black with the funny lights, you know? And you're like, whoa.
Oh, because you know how those people that choose to eat dinner in the dark?
Yes.
You can't go in without your glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you want to have the full experience.
And wouldn't it be wild, though? Like, what if we didn't know that sometimes, like, the picture of the Mother Mary is on your mattress? But we never know because we never look at it in those kind of glasses.
Yeah.
Like, what if...
Oh, my God.
If, like,
we're sitting on Mary's face.
Yes, exactly. This is horrible. Or not just that. Like, what if, by chance, like, the new, the Dead Sea Scrolls were written, like, Holy Mother of God, it's all right there for us. We just... No, we had no in the mattress.
We didn't know.
Yeah, we had no. We excreted it out of our body every day. We just didn't know.
But it didn't make sense, though, because
it's
sure a circle.
Does make sense. It's a circle
it's a
of
circle.
Life.
It's a circle of life.
Circle of life.
We excreted enough stuff to finally be able to interpret the mystery of life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How wonderful is that? Something else happened that I can to this week. I don't know where I heard this at, but someone said, every week you should go, what was the best part of your week?
Right.
And of course...
What's your thorns and what's your roses?
Yes, exact. Of course. What's your thorns, what's your roses? And it was cute because I hung out with some of Doug's family and I talked to the little kids and I asked the little kid, what was your favorite part of the week?
Oh, did you really?
Yes, I did.
Aw.
And he said, well, I went to... in a four-year-old talk or three, it was swimming in the pool. There were dinosaurs in the pool. And I'm like, where the hell were you?
Where was he swimming?
They're taking new swimming lessons now.
At the
Park District in Byron. And he was afraid to get into the pool because it's a big pool. They're usually just in a little small round pool. Mm-hmm. The way it went, the instructor took him and just kind of like grabbed him and got him in the pool.
Right.
And he did it. So that's good. He's breaking. That's great. So that's kind of fun.
That was his best part of the week?
Best part of the week.
Aww.
Best part of the week. And then I also then passed the torch down with a little bit of sketch comedy with the kid.
Uh-huh.
Because he was eating organic... gluten-free, cheese puffs, you know?
Of course he was.
Okay, and he has to eat the gluten-free organic ones because when they're touching finger food like this, it just hangs around all the house the whole time. His mom has got celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
And if they touch, you know, the gluten ones, mm-hmm. and then they go and they touch her, she has explosive diarrhea.
Whoa.
So they kind of have a gluten-free household.
Whoa.
And which she said the best part of her week, mm-hmm. is that they now have gluten-free Oreo double stuff. And the word on the street is it tastes just like the regular gluten.
No.
And I shared this with you and you said, for the first time in my life, I feel the pull to become gluten-free. I feel like I could be successful at this.
I think so.
And then you said, because right now we have a box of double stuffs
I know
in the bedroom.
We do. Just sitting in the bedroom.
Just sitting for one or two here or there. You know.
Sure, you shouldn't tell.
I'm not bad. I'm so sorry. Okay, but so the other day, and I was saying to them, I go, I know life has gotten better. I know that as a population, we are getting nicer or more accepting.
I just love it when you say these things.
Okay. And I'm telling
you. Because I want to believe you.
So,
I want to believe. Just like Fox Mulder, I want to believe.
Exactly. And if you're a member of Gaia and you paid for their live subscription memberships.
Yes.
Stephen Greer is coming in September or soon.
Yes.
And he's the guy that wants us all to imagine and bring down the
ETs.
UFO experience.
That's right.
ASAP, which I'm like, oh, damn, I'm all in for this. This is awesome. I can't wait.
I always picture them landing right in our front street.
I know you did.
It's got plenty of room.
For sure.
Yeah.
And
what would we do? We'd just go, say, welcome.
Yeah. We would talk like that.
Snap
out of it. Are you making fun of me?
Yeah. Oh, I get to this planet and.
You're mocking me?
And you're mocking me?
You're talking like you think you could talk like me.
Marano
Nicto. Hello.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I came from five dimensions over to have you do Clato Marano Nicto. What are you, some kind of moron?
You don't think I know your ways? I've been monitoring you for years. Bring me in. Let me have some pasta and some wine. Give me a break. But you have no butthole. I don't know why.
Where does it go?
I don't know why I think aliens don't have buttholes.
Buttholes.
But when they're depicted,
they never
see the back side of them.
They're like Ken dolls.
Yes. I don't know how it all works out, but it does. And so I'm always like,
you said they can eat stuff, but they don't need to poop stuff.
Yeah, they are so efficient.
Yes.
In utilizing their food.
Right.
They eat exactly what they need.
Right.
Caloric wise, to burn it and excrete it up.
Yeah.
They don't even have to.
Maybe they
there's
do
no
sweat.
Waste.
Maybe they sweat.
I don't know. Profusely. I don't know enough about them.
Like, let's say instead of having diarrhea, they just have a sweating episode.
Could be.
Just totally wet.
Or like they molt like snakes, and like once every month they have to release their snake or their skin. I don't know. We don't know those things yet.
Just like your father.
Exactly.
Once every month he releases his snake.
Please, I don't want to hear this about my father releasing his snake. So anyway.
Okay. Some other kid's father.
Yeah. I know that I'm only here because of my father's snake. I get that he released it. I get you. And then years later, as a practical joke, you would buy fake snakes all the time, and you'd make us put it in the bed. And
because I knew he was afraid of snakes.
He's afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was my punishment to him.
Yes, it was, and very good.
Yeah.
So anyway, we saw. So Hirschbach is a huge trucking company.
Correct.
And,
oh my God, you're going to tell this story.
Yes, I'm going to tell the story.
I love this story.
And so
I love this story.
So, and a lot of times you go by a Walmart,
yes,
and they'll have bobtail semis and sometimes, yes, semis with trailers.
Yes. Everybody knows that Walmart houses enough space to have
a couple of semis
pull,
yes,
over.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to the bank because that's why I still do, because I'm a Luddite. Because people don't go to the banks anymore, it seems like. They just use their phone.
Yeah.
And I went to the bank and I'm there. And all of a sudden I go, oh my gosh, look at that Hirschbach truck.
Yeah.
And it was from head to toe. Colorful, rainbow, psychedelic looking.
It was a rainbow.
And it looked like a Skittles commercial. But yes, on the top of it, and I thought, what is this, a Skittles commercial? Yeah. Or do you remember back in the day that type of chewing gum, the Juicy Fruit, where the package was like a different colors?
I don't remember that.
Okay, so just remember that. Yeah. Kind of like that.
But I know Skittles.
Yes. So
Skittles
from head to toe,
a rainbow of flavors.
Rainbow of flavors, rainbow truck, and on the top, on its wind gear, said,
oh, yeah,
LGBTQ
semi. Et cetera, semi.
Semi.
Yeah.
I don't think it said et cetera, but it could have.
Yeah. Because there's et ceteras now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I probably could fit into that et cetera. I'm like, yeah, I'm et cetera. Et cetera. I don't know. Sometimes.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't like to define myself, to be honest with you. So that's how I feel. You know, that's how I'm at.
Lady podcaster, lady trucker,
yes,
lady teacher,
exactly. Got our master's degree,
lady,
yeah.
Lady,
hey, lady, yeah. Lady, lady,
hey, lady,
exactly.
Hey, ma'am,
with a faux grandkids,
yes, yes, yes.
That's how I picture
but
myself.
But that truck was so awesome;
it was beautiful.
And Hirschbach was the semi they were pulling.
Yeah, they had the name on the side,
yes,
so they had to get permission to do that.
Yeah,
and I thought to myself, this wouldn't
you
happen
go.
10 years ago.
Oh, hell no.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I do see.
And my thought was this, Julie, stop, take a picture.
I know.
And let's post it on Instagram. But oh no, I'll do it after I go to the bank, Mom.
And then we forgot. And I have been trying to pull up a picture of this truck, so I'm sure it's got to be on the web somewhere. Nothing. It's like it doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
So,
oh, it was an angel.
I was an angel.
Oh, angel truck.
Yeah, it was an angel.
Oh, my God.
I effing loved it, though. I thought it was great.
Oh, my God.
And I just...
We've seen so many angels this week.
I know.
Like Norm was... We were at the river, and Norm said, oh, my God, I just wish I could see some pelicans, but there's none.
Yeah.
And he blinked, and he turned around. There was a flock. A flock of pelicans.
My new band member.
And then,
band,
and then, yeah, I love their new song. Mm-hmm. Watch out for the poop.
Don't stand there.
Don't stand there.
Don't stand so close to us.
But, and then he blinked and they were gone again.
Oh my gosh.
It was just angelic.
It was angelic. Well, it's interesting because we had been hearing a lot more angel stories.
Yes.
And I have been really trying to hear the angels more.
Yes.
Now, I'm not crazy. I know that you and I and Dad and our dogs at the time, we had a full-blown angel experience.
Yes.
And we had it together at the same time, but in separate rooms.
Right. All at once, together.
We were about ready to teach a class.
Right.
On manifestation.
100%.
And online.
Yeah.
I was in the, you can't be in the same room doing this because it's too confusing.
In terms of our phones.
Yeah. So I'm in the office.
You have your 50 phone.
50 feet away.
Yeah.
You're in your room. Dad's probably sleeping. Two dogs, you know, right. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. And I'm in the office and I hear what I assume is my mom just singing.
Angelic.
Just beautiful stuff.
Yes.
And I go, oh, that's so sweet. She's getting ready for the class.
Right.
And she's just getting, you know, she's humming along. And I mean,
I wasn't
just
humming. Singing, it was like, is that humming?
No, that's just
non-words. Like, right.
Non-word angel song.
Yeah. Celestial.
Celestial. That's the word I'm looking for.
That's what we're looking for.
And I just thought, oh, it's so sweet. I was hearing it. Class is going to start soon. I'm like, this is wonderful.
Yes.
And then
Class started.
We taught for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I came back a little langer, you know, because now you're in a different realm.
Right.
Because you've just been meditating and doing all this other stuff. Yeah. And then I said, oh, it's so, and I said to you, it was so sweet.
Yes.
That you were singing before.
Right before.
Right before the class.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you didn't feel the need to tell me this either. And you're like, oh, that wasn't me.
And Dad was there too to witness this.
Yes.
Dad goes, well, that wasn't Mom doing that.
No.
That was Charlie Ray.
Right.
And he was sitting to the right in the floor right there.
Yes.
And he had his mouth open.
Yes.
And he was doing that song. And he was looking shocked.
Like, what's coming out of my mouth?
What is going on?
Yes. Now.
And I just thought, this is an amazing sign as we're getting ready to teach this manifestation class.
I totally agree. And here's the weird part. You didn't think it was, I mean, you didn't come running to me and say, hey, guys, my dog is singing.
The show must go on, Julie.
No, we were just like, oh, as a side note, oh, by the way.
BTW.
If I wouldn't have mentioned it, would you have finally remembered?
I don't know.
It might have just been so like, oh, this is amazing, but
the show must go on. Yeah.
And then I forgot about it. And so.
And it was lovely that I had a witness.
It was lovely.
Can I get a witness?
Preach it. I mean, I just love this story because there is, and then I thought to myself, that class is recorded. And typically they record 5 or 10 minutes before the class starts.
Really?
But then I restart recording at a certain time. And I wonder if, because I still pay for that service.
Oh, my
silly.
God.
I wonder if they have a recording of it.
Yeah.
And then I could actually hear this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know,
Wouldn't
right?
Wouldn't that be wild?
I know. That thought came to me this week. And I'm going, this would be a blessing
could
to hear
somebody
this.
Somebody could actually hear a miracle.
Hear the angels sing.
Yeah.
I would love to hear the angels
sing.
Yes,
exactly.
And so I've been trying to be more open to this because during that time we were also doing light body work and I wasn't a huge fan of light body work but I hadn't gotten my consciousness to different levels visually like
where you appreciated. Can I tell a quick story
about
light body work?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, in the midst of us doing that light body work and we were really doing, and this was later on,
I think we were doing
ourselves, and you and this is what I remember. We were in the parking lot in the Oregon store.
Yeah.
And we were doing the light body.
We were activating our light body.
Yeah, we were activating our light body. And then we saw the cutest guy.
Yes.
Just come out from nowhere.
Yeah, cutest guy.
Cutie. I mean, darling.
Yeah.
And we were both sitting in the front seat doing our light body work. And this guy looks like he's actually walking toward us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't imagine because he's darling.
Yes.
Just darling. Looks really great.
Yeah.
And he actually comes up to our car.
Yes.
And he says, excuse me, ma'am, but your lights are on.
We're like, oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, you know it, honey. If you only knew, honey.
Our lights were on. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what I picture as my angelic experience.
Yes, because your angelic experiences always have to have a really
good looking guy in it. I know.
That's why I put myself in the LGBTQ, et cetera bar.
Yeah.
Because I'm not drawn as.
I think the L stands for lady.
Yeah.
R M for ma'am. That's not so old.
Because I have definitely turned into the ma'am category.
I know you have.
Thank you.
No, and then I only because I hear it.
I know. You're like, yeah. ma'am. I'm like, yeah. When did this happen? And then I thought, what's after ma'am? Is it madam? Like, or if I turn 80, am I madam now?
I don't know. You become a madam. I hope.
I'll have to have a retirement plan somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
And it will be the madam part. Yeah. So that was our angel experience. And I thought to myself, that it may be recorded, and I got to find out about
you
that.
You better.
I know. Kind of exciting
through,
stuff.
How many recordings would you have to go through to find that one?
Well, I have it listed, so I would be, I know, 8.
Okay,
but only the beginning, because it was in the beginning it happened. Right, yeah. So not too much.
Yeah, I'm just for whatever reason I just assumed that like it'd be horrible to have to go through every single
recording.
Mm-mm. Okay,
not horrible at all. Well, the other thing is I keep the subscription going because we also have recorded in this one, an audio of your brother who passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark.
No.
Yeah, I have a recording of him, and it's a weird recording because he just says. Wow, what happened last night? That was a wild night, wasn't it? Because I can't believe I woke up or something like that. And I'm like going, oh God. But it was, he said I had a really great time, but he got, real tipsy.
Yeah.
And so
I knew that it was recorded, but I said to myself, I'll listen another day because it's kind of painful to hear his voice.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And of course, it's been like 12 years or something now.
It still feels painful.
Yeah.
Because time is no longer linear to me.
No.
Everything, happens now. Yeah.
You're either in linear time or eternal time.
Yeah.
And not turtle time, but eternal time.
Eternal. Did you say not nocturnal?
Not turtle time.
Not turtle time.
Turtle time is when you open up the wine. The box of wine. Put your cup underneath that little spigot.
What was
going to turtle time?
Jack last night, yesterday.
Oh, you were going to tell the story about what you did with.
I did. Oh, thank you for bringing me back to that story. So one of the traditions that I have growing up.
Yes.
I don't know who taught me this.
I did.
Thank you. Yeah. But was to take like a
bow tie.
Cheetos.
Oh yeah, but okay, but it represents a bow tie.
It represents a bow tie.
Or a mustache.
Or a bow in your hair.
That's right.
So then you play the game. So that you put the Cheeto in your hair and you go in.
No, put you on the mustache.
Mustache. You must pay the rent. And you move to you the bow. I can't pay the rent. You must pay the rent. I can't pay the rent. Then the bow tie. Then the Cheeto goes to the bow tie. And then the guy goes, I'll pay the rent, ma'am. Oh, thank you, sir. And then it goes back to the mustache. Oh, foiled again.
Curses.
Foiled again. And so I taught Jack that. So then for 10 to 15
minutes.
Did he
have a Cheeto? Is that how
he
did it?
Yeah, he had a Cheeto.
Oh, perfect.
That's what these puffs were, the puffy Cheetos. Like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so then we started doing our stories.
Yeah.
And it was funny because somehow it got to be that he's like, well, make another one up. And I'm like, okay, I'll pretend I'm a dinosaur. Uh-huh. I'm a female dinosaur, a mean male dinosaur, and then a hero dinosaur. Uh-huh. And then we would do stuff like with dinosaurs and like, oh, he took my egg and all this stuff. And then it was funny because at one time he bit his Cheeto and still did it. And he put the little tiny Cheeto under his nose and we're like, oh, now you're Hitler.
Hitler.
Now you're baby. Now you're 4-year-old Hitler. And I have to decide, do I kill you?
Do I kill you now?
Or do we wait? Then I figured Hitler didn't have my influence. If Hitler would have had me as an aunt or a faux grandmother,
right.
He wouldn't have turned out to be Hitler.
No, that's true.
He would
own the mattress museum.
Exactly.
Instead of the Holocaust museum.
It's so weird because not bringing up the Holocaust, because that's really bad. But I was, you know how like you learn a lot from S.H.I.E.L.D.? Yes. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, hell yeah. You learn everything.
I say, you know, everything. There's that one scene, that one moment where the robot says, I took away your biggest regret and your life turned out worse because right. your biggest regret sometimes, she was shocked. The robot's like, I don't know why this happened because I took away your biggest regret. Yeah. And you
look at your life, it's a mess now.
Right. But the truth is, we wouldn't have Israel without World War II.
Right.
You know?
Right.
The people wouldn't be able to go home. I mean, like, we wouldn't have this.
And we wouldn't have this, the idea that everybody says, because of Israel now, is the second coming coming soon.
So, I don't know.
Soon at a theater near you. The second coming.
And then I was talking to someone this week.
Who was it, Jules?
I was talking to somebody. I was talking to a security guard who protects trailers, you know, delivering. Uh-huh. And we have these deep discussions, but she is definitely
she's a lady security guard at the night shift.
Yes, and she definitely is dives deep in the internet and like, you know, conspiracy person. And I can discuss this because I understand it, but I have a bigger. And I said to her, "I go, listen, I'm a believer." Because I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes.
You just channeled the monkeys.
I just channeled the monkeys. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, and I said.
So she was talking to you, right?
Because I told her I got the vaccine and she's like, no.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, I go, yeah, I did.
Everything you've heard, you did.
You did? She's like, and I go, listen, I'm a believer. I got to believe that God's bigger than all this. And she goes.
You're right.
And it's your right to get the vaccine if you want. But I also want her to like me because she makes my life easier.
Yes.
By getting, you know, I mean, I really, you know.
100% she does.
Okay, so I'm talking to her. And what the hell is this about anyway?
Something that she said.
Oh, I said to her. I said, listen, my deep down belief is that I am here just for the ride. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see how this all plays out.
You are. That's so cool of you.
I go, you know.
And that is you. 100%.
You know, the craziness.
Yeah.
Because I know 90% of us, you know, we had the angelic experience. Mm-hmm. Guess what? The next morning, we still went to work. Yeah. We didn't write a damn book about it.
No.
Proclaiming, you know, and here's my, you know, like,
no.
We went to work. We took care of family. We took care of life. It just added to the quilt of our life.
Yes.
It didn't become the quilt.
Right.
You know? I mean.
God. Hold on.
Back it up.
Come on.
Unroll that.
I gotta sit with this one.
Okay. Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. I landed.
That's okay.
Good.
Did it feel
That's good?
Good,
girl.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
Good.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And so, and I.
It didn't become the quilt. It just became a part of the quilt.
Yep.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I mean, we've had other experiences. We talk about UFOs because on multiple occasions, we've seen UFOs.
Right.
Now.
On multiple occasions, we've had angelic experiences.
Yes. And guess what? Daily, I have to go to work. I got to bring home the bread. You know, there's just...
It's moldy, but yes.
It's exactly. You still got to take care of life, you know? So that's kind of how life is. So I was talking to her and I was saying that I'm kind of a realist. Like I'm just like, I'm here witnessing this and I think this is amazing. I said, you know, I witnessed, I was talking about the National Guard and I said, and how big this thing was. And I said, I saw it. I was witnessing. And the first thing that came to me was, this is amazing that we're able to do this. And and how cute are these National Guard people?
Oh, my God. They were so cute.
Adorable.
They were angelic. Yeah.
And I'm like, I love this. All this testosterone. And I'm just like feeling all good.
Yeah.
And then.
Wasn't it great to feel all that testosterone?
Yeah. And I said, I'm just not afraid of the world.
Yeah.
Whatever may happen.
Yeah.
I go, but I also have like little small goals I want to do. Like I want to see again the next Eclipse of the Sun.
Yeah.
And I was telling her, that I go, isn't it amazing that our moon is the perfect size that when it comes directly over the sun, it covers it up?
Yeah.
That's like a miracle.
It's a miracle. Compared to other planets.
Yes. It's a blessing. Exactly. Yeah. It could be too big or too small. We would never have a total eclipse, but we do. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And she was like, I never thought of that. I go, I know. I'm sharing.
That's why
it.
I'm here.
And I said, that's why the I'm next here. Time the total eclipse comes, which is like 2 or 3 years,
yeah.
You're going to take the day off and you're going to drive and you're going to see it.
She's like, you told
where's
her
it going to be at? I go, just like near St. Louis.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I can do that. Yeah. I go, you can do that to see a once in a lifetime. Well, in my lifetime now, twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for it to happen.
And then you go, and then you went, I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went rodeo on a horse named Fu Manchu.
Well, now I have done 2 out of those 3 things.
Yeah.
I have not, I have seen skydiving because I love to watch the skydivers.
Yes.
My grandma and my Aunt Irma, and one time my Aunt Ruthie and Uncle Jim took me to the, took me to the Rocky Mountains and we climbed as kids climb. Yes. I actually got kicked off the Garden of the Gods because we climbed too high and the person yelled at us, this is private property. I'm like, well, the path's right there, lady. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Oh my God. You got kicked out of the Garden of the Gods?
I got kicked out of the Garden of the
Gods.
Just
like Adam and Eve.
Just like Adam and Eve.
Oh, Julie, it's such a metaphor for your life.
And one time I rode this fake bull. And
was that in Columbus too?
Yeah, I might have been. I don't remember, but we'll call him Fu Manchu.
Oh.
And so 2 out of those 3 things I can check off my bucket list. Yeah. I can I don't
and
know.
And I had sex with Tim McGraw.
In your dreams. Your mind doesn't know the difference. So there you go. So
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
See, skydiving almost sounds like sky dying.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel like I should do that.
No.
So girlfriend, I want to say happy Easter. Aww. Happy Easter, all the girlfriends out there.
Yes.
And how was it?
Oh, Julie, I love you.
I love you too.
And it was great.
It was great. It was great.